Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
105 on the show here on KMOX. Chris Ron, Jamie Marks, of course, Kevin Wheeler with you here for another hour, 10 to 2 every single weekday moving forward. So many places you can connect with us on Twitter, at the show KMOX, or actually, yeah, ask the show KMOX. All of our Twitter handles are on there. If you want to hit up any of us individually, you can find that there. As the days go on, we're going to be more active on Instagram. There's, you know, and on TikTok too. You guys prepare your dances. We'll have those set up. They're set up now, but those are going to start, you know, being a little more active in the coming days. All of that is on the Twitter page at the show KMOX. You can find us right now on Facebook Live, facebook.com/KMOX1120. And we turn our cameras off, or we're starting to do this during the breaks because it's weird because I'm eating a sandwich. I'm like, I don't want people staring at my face while I'm eating a sandwich.
Yeah, and you've been eating a sandwich every single break.
I know. It took a long time.
It's a huge sandwich.
Yeah, it was a good sandwich. So there are all those ways you can be a part of the show. We're going to be including your voicemails, text messages, all of that as much as we can. We want it to be a participation event when you're catching up with us every single day. Now, we want to start this hour building off of something we touched on earlier. I mean, look, the last week or so, and it feels like every so often for a week or so, these stories about gun violence come up and we talk about them and we talk about what could change. And obviously, we know that nothing has changed. And we asked the question earlier whether or not this is the thing that will change it. I don't know why this would be as opposed to any of the other ones that have popped up. But we have brought up the topic of simple steps, yep, or at least things that we can start with. And I know before the show, you guys, we talked a bit about states that have red flag laws, yeah, and things along those lines. So where do we go? Like as a first step, where do we go? Because the first step is not going to be anything dramatic. Nothing ever gets done dramatically because there's always going to be a fight if you're trying to do anything big. So where can we start to move,
yeah,
toward a good direction on this topic?
Right. And I don't think that this, like you said, I think politicians have a habit of taking a tragedy and then picking one or extreme side of an argument so that there's no room for compromise and then nothing gets done. But the thing is, there are steps that we can take that should be data-driven and bipartisan. Now, one of those is red flag laws. They're also called extreme risk protection orders or a gun violence restraining order. And the thing is, there has been some research on red flags that we see in mass shooters. And believe it or not, it was Arizona Governor Doug Ducey who proposed a comprehensive safe schools program and looked at analysis of all these school shooters. He did this after Parkland, Florida. In 2007, the Virginia Tech shooter, 2012, Sandy Hook, 2018, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, 1999, Columbine, 2015, there was a community college, and every single one of these deadliest school shootings, including Uvalde, Texas, which we just saw, the shooter exhibited behavior before the shooting that would have triggered red flag laws. 19 states have red flag laws. Only one red state has red flag laws. But this should be something.
Indiana.
You know, I didn't write down which state it was.
I think it is Indiana.
Yeah. So one state has it. And the thing is, with the red flag laws, it's not taking away Second Amendment rights. It's looking at data. And it could have stopped these mass shootings, because so often we see the argument, well, we can't possibly stop all of them, or these shooters will figure out a way. Well, A, even if you can't stop all of them, let's stop some of them.
Yeah.
Let's stop Uvalde. Let's stop Parkland. And B, let's make it harder for these people who are exhibiting these signs to get guns. Don't say, well, he'll figure out a way. Okay, well, then make him figure out a way.
Well, we also don't take that approach with any other crisis. We didn't say, well, we can't stop all terrorists, so why bother trying? We took the steps that we could take. Right? You can't stop. As an example, if some terrorist organization wanted to attack any shopping mall in the country, they could do it in a heartbeat. There's nothing we could do about it. But we didn't say, well, they could do all that, so why bother with all the airline stuff? I mean, we took action where we could to mm-hmm. try to take the steps to prevent, like you said, if it's not everybody, at least some.
Well, by the way, we have kind of curbed terrorism. When's the last time a coordinated terrorist attack has happened here?
September 11th.
Right. A successful one. Right. There have been things that have been thwarted. Yeah,
there have been individuals. Well, that's the point.
Yes,
we're doing things to stop
it. Exactly right.
And it works. Yeah. I have a number of issues with people who want to immediately argue against any sort of gun laws, any sort of gun measures at all. When they say, and Amy, you touched on it, it's mental illness. Mental illness is the problem. Okay, fine. Let's do something about it. But what was really happening here is the people who say it's mental illness, most of them don't really want to do anything about mental illness. They just want you to stop talking about the guns.
Well,
anything to deflect from the guns. And the people who are in favor of some gun measures, some sensible ones, because there are a lot of those out there that are rejected in a lot of states, the people who are for those are also for mental illness. It's not one or the other for us. We're here for both. Yes, let's help the mentally ill. Let's make sure they have the resources. Let's make sure they are taken care of. And let's also see what we can do about guns, too.
A multi-pronged approach. NPR had a story, and they looked at the family situation of these school shooters. And it looked at, again, what you mentioned, mental health, also, broken families. We talk about that. We talk about stabilizing institutions, like whether it's the Rotary Club or the bowling league or a church group, whatever it is, we become more and more isolated. And a lot of these school shooters tend to be very, very isolated, right? So you can throw all of these aspects out there and say, yes, the breakdown of family, mental health, isolation, that all leads to this type of shooting. However, those are not arguments against gun laws. If anything, saying that these institutions are broken, that our mental health system is broken, are arguments for gun laws to make it more difficult for people, especially people who have exhibited signs of violence or a desire to harm others and themselves, make it harder for them to get
these
guns.
And that's why I think it's also very important to make sure that we don't just say all mentally ill people are a danger, because
they're not.
A lot of people have mental illness, but they are not predisposed to go find a rifle that can a high capacity, high velocity weapon that can shred a bunch of people. They're not trying to do that. So it's not all mentally ill people. There are mentally ill people, but we have to make sure we define the ones who are likely to carry out something like this.
Yeah. Well, there are a couple of things to me that should be easily understood in this. Number one, nobody who abides by the law, who owns guns or wants to own them, should be prevented from having them. Right. If you're going to follow the law, you're good. And I don't think that gets communicated clearly enough with people that want change, because I want change. But I don't think that people that aren't doing anything wrong should have to change.
No,
they should be left alone. And that should be clear. And then the other part of this is we need to be able to learn from other parts. I mentioned this with terrorism, but this argument that you're never going to stop people from this. Well, all right. then why do we have the drug war? Why did we have a 50-year drug war?
Which cost us a lot of money.
Because we can't stop. You're never going to stop people. What's at the root of drug use? A lot of times it is depression or something along the lines of what we just talked about, poverty. So if we aren't going to be able to correct those problems, you do have to take similar actions with similar problems. You can't stop every car accident. Well, we have speed limits. We have rules. We have laws. And if you violate those, you lose your privilege.
Right.
Right.
And if you can't pass the test, you don't get to drive.
And I
think that that's part of the issue here is that we have plenty of examples that already exist in our country of areas where you can't fix the whole problem with one thing, but you do what you can anyway. And I don't know why it's such an offensive idea to some people that we could actually learn from places other than the U.S. as well. We don't have to be an American solution. We can say, those countries do a couple things that are interesting. Maybe we should look at those things. Not steal them, not do it right now, but at least talk about them.
Well, I think there is a simple reason. I think it comes down to money. And I don't have enough time here as the segment's coming to an end to explain what I mean here. But I think that's why you get so much pushback.
Yeah.
I don't think it's ideology. I think it's money.
I think you could probably make that point about almost every big problem in the country. There is a money problem behind it.
Well, let's revisit this even for a couple minutes. You can explain because I also have something that I want to add because everyone said, well, it's not driving. It's Second Amendment. Well, let's get to that.
All right. Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you on the show. I'm back on the show on KMOX. Amy Marks, of course, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler with you here. You can find us on Twitter at the show KMOX, of course, at KMOX.com. Live on Facebook right now as well, Facebook.com/KMOX1120. And you can see us talk.
Mm-hmm.
And you can send messages and stuff, too. I forgot to check. I got to check the messages because I like to interact.
On the Facebook,
on the live stream. And I will say the guy in the left-hand corner staring intently at his screen about
because
whom,
people have been asking.
We've gotten many questions. That's our producer, Dave.
There you go.
Yep.
Dave Ayler is our producer.
There you go.
And he's unfortunately got to put up with us.
Yeah.
Oh, he could do worse.
We wanted to continue our conversation about gun laws and what we can do. And, Ron, you were in the middle of explaining something.
Yeah, I think that we tend to talk about it in an ideological sense when it comes to guns. And you do have people who believe in it, who just so believe in owning weapons. And that's okay if that's your thing, if that's your hobby, or you believe it's a constitutional right for you and the to be an American, you should have a weapon. If that's what you believe, okay. But I think what really drives all of this, it's money, and it's the lobbying. It's the National Rifle Association lobbying on the behalf of the gun manufacturers who just want there to be fewer impediments to owning a weapon. That's why they want you to be able to go get a weapon as soon as you're 18 years old, even though, and I think you can't smoke, right? I think you have to be 21 to smoke now, or is it still 18 years old?
I think it's 21.
No. Is it 21? Okay. So
why am I blanking now?
I thought they changed the law fairly recently. But anyway, I think it's because that mechanism is so powerful. And there are so many politicians who are paid to, no matter what happens, to defend that right to be unfettered and go get a weapon. Because they're selling more of them. They want to sell more of them. And that's what I think this really comes down to. And I think it that therefore convinces the average person that, I should have whatever I want, whenever I want, with no restrictions whatsoever, because I should be able to go do this to defend myself against the government if they, you know, if they step out of line. Like, I should be able to do this. And I don't think that the real driving force is ideology. I think there are gun manufacturers that are making a buttload of money off of this, and they are paying people to make sure that their bidding is done.
I would do a quick pushback on the NRA and what it used to be and the power it used to have and the money it used to throw around. I do know that it is so corrupt and so broken from the inside that if you had to construct a plan on how to implode whatever your organization is. The NRA has done that somehow. They are so in love with Wayne LaPierre. I have no idea what in the world he's doing. David French said, find someone who loves you the way the NRA loves Wayne LaPierre. I think they are a shadow of what they used to be, but
there it is, was a sportsman's.
Yes. Yeah. And, yeah. I think a lot of politicians are picking up on Second Amendment slogans because they want to rally their base. But I do think there is heavy ideology when it comes to gun rights for a lot of people.
Well, I think for the average person there is, because they've been convinced that's what's going on here. But the reality behind the scenes is they're being used. They're being used by people who are profiting off this in a huge way.
I'm always stunned that this comes back to...
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
An argument that's really not being made. I don't think anybody's trying to change the Second Amendment. I don't think anybody's trying to take anything away from anybody that follows the laws.
I think there are some, but not
I'm talking about realistically, practically speaking, there are no efforts in line trying to take away those things. That's the boogeyman. You know, they're coming for your guns. No, they're not.
They never have been.
No, and they shouldn't. It's a ridiculous proposition.
They're not coming to your house to take them away. They might buy them back from you.
And by the way, but even then,
that's different.
It's not going to be mandatory. It's never going to be, and it shouldn't be. I mean, I think we understand that people that follow the law, that do things the right way, are going to be okay when it comes to the Second Amendment, and it should be, that should be made very clear. Because where you scare people is when you're not clear. I mean, clear messaging can fix a lot of things.
You know what, though? I agree with you, but I do think the people, the greater number of voices who are on the side of we need to do something about this are very clearly saying we are not coming for your guns.
I 100% agree, but that's that scare tactic is out there. You have to counter it. You can't pretend it doesn't exist. You got to say it.
They do
gotta,
though.
No,
I
understand, but it's got to be more. I mean, there's no way any confusion on this matter is going to make it worse. You have to be very clear. And all we're, you know, I think the idea is not to change anything that has already happened. And it is not so that somebody that follows the laws or already has guns has to do anything differently with their life moving forward. They don't have to do anything differently. We're talking about people that are entering into that world and being have it be treated like other things. Like there are a lot of driving analogies, Amy. We were talking about that right before the break and during the break that, you know, you have to show that you're able to drive before you're allowed to drive. You have to be able to go through classes. You have to be taught. You have to convince an instructor, or you have to convince an evaluator that you are deserving of that license to drive that car. And then once you have it, every so often you've got to show that your eyesight's not deteriorating. You have to have a clean driving record.
You have to do a test every now and then.
Yeah, right. Nothing terrible though. Nothing over the top. And I think the idea here is that a similar mechanism that does the same kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean we weed out every bad driver, but we do try to make it so that if you're not ready to get that license, you're not ready. And if you do enough things wrong, you lose the privilege.
But I think a key here, and gun rights advocates would say, is that driving is not a constitutional right, right? It's not the Second Amendment. And so you can have more restrictions on driving than you can on a constitutional right. My argument or slight pushback on that and saying that you can be pro Second Amendment and pro some restrictions, and that would be even the First Amendment is not without limits.
That's right.
You can't exercise speech that is an imminent or unequivocal threat for violence. There are some restrictions on the First Amendment, and in fact, we have more First Amendment rights than we did when the First Amendment was written by the Founding Fathers, who could put you in jail for religious blasphemy. So we have more First Amendment rights. The Second Amendment can still be a constitutional right, but it can have some checks and restrictions to make sure that those who are getting guns are going through the lawful process.
Well, first of all, the word regulated is in the Second Amendment, and that's what we're talking about now. Some regulation is, I think, in order. And the other pushback would be cars weren't invented when they wrote the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
So things change, and we should adapt, and our Constitution should probably adapt with society and technology.
He's Chris Ranji. Amy Marks scores alongside him. I'm Kevin Wheeler alongside both of them. This is the show on KMOX. All right, back in on the show. Amy Marks scores, Chris Ranji, Kevin Wheeler here, and that's a sigh.
What?
It seems so sad.
That's not sad. It's I don't know what it is, to be honest with you. It's Uh-oh. It's about the topic because everybody wants to talk about
Top Gun, the greatest movie ever
Maverick
made.
Maverick being back and all that, and I'm just not. I don't care. I don't like it. I didn't like the first movie. I thought the first movie was dumb.
You're dumb.
Let's be honest, man. Maverick was the guy that nobody would want to know. The guy that's just going to do his thing. I'm going to do it my way because I'm just amazing and I'm better than everybody else. And oh, by the way, that lady that's my boss, that's going to be my girl. I'm going to go hit on her because that's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all.
Who are you?
I hated
that movie so much. First of all, quit spoiling the original Top Gun.
Oh, yeah.
For people who haven't
spoiler
seen it
from
yet.
40 years ago.
Because now you're getting some, you know, millennials or whatever people are. You're getting them going to see it. And maybe they're like, well, let me go see the first one first.
I don't think I ruined it.
They ruined it. You're just, first of all.
And I like Tom Cruise movies, by the way.
I think they're great.
I do, too. I love Mission Impossible.
Yes.
This is not a Tom Cruise thing. I hated the character Maverick.
Yeah. Well, first of all, you're a horrible person. Yep. Second of all, so many lead characters that you love, you wouldn't really want to know, right? There's a lot of that. And then Top Gun, the original, I mean, you talk about American iconography. There were cowboys, right? Cowboys is Americana. And then during the Cold War, it became the fighter pilot. They were the modern day cowboys. That's why you love Maverick. He's a rebel. That's like the James Dean, rebel without a cause.
It's so much like the military for the guy that breaks all the rules to be the one that gets to go to Top Gun.
Well, he was number two.
Yeah, he was number two.
Cougar lost it.
Oh, yeah. They
Cougar
would never
lost
go to number three.
He had to turn in his wings.
We don't have any choice. I don't have any choice.
Yeah. You don't.
I've got to pick the next
you
guy, even though he's causing problems.
That's what's the problem? He saved the guy's life, like, at the very beginning of the movie.
And also, what Kevin just said, like, I don't like it, I don't have a choice, I gotta put you in, that's literally the dialogue of the guy that sent him to Top Gun.
That's right.
That's why I did that.
He said he had to do it, yeah.
I have to. Well, I have to put the rule breaker in, in the top spot.
You have to go by the metrics.
Yeah.
And the metrics said Maverick is the best, he has to go to Top Gun. He has to go to Miramar.
Two fun facts about the original Top Gun. One, it generated so much interest for the Navy that the Navy set up recruitment tables outside movie theaters across America.
Yeah. That sounds right.
Go ahead.
When I was a kid, I was like, I'm going to be a pilot.
Yeah, and like,
I'm going to be a pilot.
0.02% of those people that ever applied got into one of those fighters.
They would not allow me at 12 years old to join. They said, you cannot be a 12-year-old pilot.
You're a real downer here.
I mean, like, it's always been a movie that bugged me. Like, I don't know, even when I was, because I saw it when I was young. I mean, I wasn't an adult when I saw it. And at the time, I didn't think anything of the whole, I'm going to pursue a relationship with this person who's here supposedly to be my boss. I didn't have any of that at the time. I didn't think anything of it. I just didn't like that character because I'm like, this guy's a jerk. He's kind of
an ass.
Well,
that's why he goes by Maverick.
That's why that's his name.
He leaned into it. He didn't lie to you.
Right. So this is a good thing. We want the rules breakers to get the advantages. That's a great
idea.
Kevin,
we were talking earlier about the headline accurately describing the thing.
Yeah.
And nothing describes Maverick better than his name.
No, the headline should be jerk who flies planes gets unnecessary
promotion. That's what Maverick
promotion.
Maverick is the way. You know what? Luke Skywalker was kind of a jerk when he was a kid.
He was a whiny guy.
He was a whiny brat.
He was, but he wasn't in the Army.
I would have go pick up some power converters.
He wasn't in the Navy. He wasn't a soldier. He was just a farming boy.
Yeah, well, he's big crybaby is what he was.
Yes, he was.
But love him.
But he grew out of that.
I think
he stopped being.
Maybe Maverick has. Maverick. I haven't seen the new movie. Maybe Maverick's a different guy.
He's totally different.
I think Wheeler should write the descriptions for the cable networks where, you know, it plays the movie and it's like Top Gun.
Yeah.
A jerk pilot gets an unnecessary promotion. Well, also when the original Top Gun came out, Ray-Ban sunglasses.
Yes.
The sales of Ray-Ban sunglasses went through the roof. Top Gun made Ray-Ban sunglasses.
And volleyball. Yep. Everybody apparently started playing volleyball.
Did they?
That's not true.
Volleyball in their jeans.
I made that
up. By the way, can we have a discussion? It's not the volleyball scene. It's the fact this dude, here's the one problem I do have with Maverick. This man had the audacity to play volleyball, sweat in those jeans, and they're in Florida,
yeah.
So you know it's humid. So this man plays volleyball, puts the shirt back on, yep. Goes straight to a date, and says, hey, can I shower here?
Yeah.
Red flag, the audacity of him.
That's why Maverick's a jerk.
Well, that was only the one thing. Everything else I get.
I mean, like, I'm coming to your house. Hey, can I take a shower?
But then also on her, let him shower. You don't want to hang out with this smelly dude.
Hey, no. He's like, tell him to go home because you're his superior. You shouldn't be talking to him like that.
And she probably knew that he had no change of clothes. He was just going to put the stinky clothes back on.
Well, that's another good point.
Yeah.
Now, there's more reasons to hate the original.
But just from a practical standpoint.
I might like the new one, though. I will see it.
I can't wait to see the live effects.
Yeah.
Like the way they filmed this thing is so intriguing.
I did like that about the first movie. I liked the flying parts.
And how much did they pay per hour? The Navy was paid
over $11,000 an hour for the plane. But I think that's a great deal. Thank you.
It does seem like a good deal.
My first thought was, wow, $11,000 and you can get this plane for an hour? That seems, when you look at, someone broke down
It costs almost that much to get go-karts.
Well, I know. But someone broke down how much Albert Pujols made. And wasn't it like before his second time coming back to the Cardinals?
Wasn't it
like $60,000 an at-bat? That's what it broke down to. Something ridiculous.
It's not
like
far
that.
Off of that.
Whatever number you throw out, I'll believe it because I can't do math.
Yeah.
So this was a deal. And also just unprecedented access to these planes because all of the actors were in the planes and they set up the cameras themselves.
Mm. I love the idea of Airbnb for Navy fighter jets.
Yeah.
It's literal
like you
Airbnb.
Should be able or what's the app? Oh, Turo. Turo's the app where people loan out their cars and it's the same concept as Airbnb. People can rent your car from you.
My brother did that, Turo.
Yeah, I have a friend who swears by it.
He did an Audi R8 and I got to ride in that thing. Oh, That was a fun car.
Yeah, it's really nice.
I wouldn't mind driving someone else's car, but I'm not letting anybody drive mine.
Yeah.
No.
Not going to do that.
Like, you can pick it just like Airbnb. You can say, here are the things that I want. And then you can just rent somebody else's car and go drive it. So I think we should, the bottom line is we should, the Navy should allow this for civilians.
Yeah.
We should be allowed to rent a $30 million plane, Lieutenant.
Well, Top Gun Maverick pulled in an estimated $156 million during the Memorial Day weekend, which was record breaking for a Memorial Day weekend release.
Good for Tom. Not a surprise, by the way. Looking forward to the new Mission Impossible when that comes, though.
Oh, what's it called?
Or is that already out?
Seven something?
Whatever. It'll be amazing.
Yeah, I can't wait.
When I see it, it'll be amazing. All right, hang tight. We got, what do we call it? We got final thoughts. Like things that have slipped through the cracks. Each of us has something. We'll get to that next up on the show. All right, final thoughts on the show. Day one. Obviously, day one of many. Looking forward to catching up with you guys again tomorrow. Although tomorrow will be a short show. Tomorrow we'll do an hour leading up to, maybe an hour plus 15 minutes or so leading up to Cardinals baseball here on KMOX. It'll be an afternoon game tomorrow with the Padres. And, of course, the Padres getting out of town. Cardinals tonight, should point this out, final thoughts, because we didn't do this in our Cardinals segment earlier. Waino and Yachty start tonight.
Right.
That's a show literally every time it happens.
Yeah.
Like that, to me, that's something you would buy a ticket for. Yachty and Waino are, by the end of the year, barring injuries, will have the most starts together of any pitcher and catcher combination in the history of Major League Baseball. And we should not overlook how cool that is.
People do buy tickets for that.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, you guys were talking earlier about how there's a lot of things that have been interesting for fans. Every 5 days.
Yeah.
You've got a show with
those
two.
That's a great point.
Every 5 days.
Okay, we have a lot of political ads on this station, and have you noticed a phrase? And really,
wait, we have political ads?
I know.
Oh,
my opponent is a bad man.
What kind of conservative votes?
Or bad lady? I guess depends on which one it is.
That's exactly right. Well, the term that comes up a lot is radical agenda.
And your idea was brilliant.
I think that's a sick band name.
It really is.
We are Radical Agenda.
What kind of band are you going to be?
100% a punk band.
Well, or an indie band whose name is far more exciting than the music they create.
Well, it could be an indie punk band.
It could be. There is a band. I thought it was Nobody Likes You, Boris Yeltsin, but the name of the band is actually Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin.
There is actually a song called Radical Agenda by the Vitamin Party.
The Vitamin Party?
That's what it says on Amazon Music. I Googled it. That's what they say. It's called, the song is Radical Agenda Go.
I really want to parse that name out.
We're going to have to listen to this when the show's over.
So then we were talking about how I thought it was Nobody Likes You, Boris Yeltsin, but it's really Someone Still Loves You, Boris Yeltsin. And those sound like rival bands.
Yes. And I said, I want rival bands like we have rival teams in sports.
Yeah.
And we know these things come up every once in a while, like bands that hate each other and they don't get along on tour. But I mean, it needs to be a daily, regular thing.
Like, so they get in fights?
Like, well, or verbal things.
Like, do they maybe walk up to another one and then Will Smith slap him in the face?
Would be...
Or Tommy Pham slap, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, I know. How about that?
Why
would you... Dude. Sorry for the sidetrack here because of this, but I mean, like, you went and slapped somebody because they were being a smartass with GIF files over fantasy football?
Isn't that what you're supposed... Isn't that the whole point of fantasy sports?
Somebody needs
to slap
talk?
Somebody.
Somebody needs to lighten up, Francis. You
Man,
know,
I'll
I mean,
tell you what.
Seriously, dude.
Tommy Pham, I've always found him to be entertaining. And I do appreciate players, especially in baseball, because so many baseball players historically have been averse to...
saying anything?
Right. Right. So I...
personality.
I love the fact that he talks.
Yes.
But there is something wrong with that dude, man. There's something wrong.
Isn't he the one that had all the altercations at the strip club?
He was stabbed at a strip club. Now, I at one point...
Multiple times he was stabbed.
At one point...
That's what I mean. It was more than once.
Well, multiple occasions,
at one point, I think I was like the vice like president of the Tommy Pham fan club. Like, I love this guy.
Yeah,
I love the way he plays. I love that he's got that drive. Apparently, what drives him is anger, though. Because it seems like everything to him is a slight.
Yeah.
You know, like the fact that he wasn't signed by a lot of teams this offseason, he was like, I'm just here to put up my numbers in Cincinnati. I'm like, well, if I'm a Reds fan, thanks for saying that. I'm glad you really want to be a part of the team.
Which I'm okay with that. Like, if you're an athlete and you have to tell yourself that nobody believes in you to be fired up to produce, go ahead.
Whatever motivates you.
Do whatever you have to do.
But don't slap Jock Peterson over fantasy football trash talk.
Well, who knows what Jock Peterson said exactly?
Well, he showed us the text exchange.
Okay, I think he showed the GIF
because he used GIF files to make a joke, mm-hmm. and apparently, like Tommy's like, you don't know me like that. I'm like, you're fantasy football trash talking. What are we doing?
This is why I don't play fantasy football.
No, it's not.
Yeah, because then somebody might get smacked, and it'd probably be me.
Mm. All right.
Do you say GIF or JIF?
GIF.
It's GIF.
I've heard that it's GIF.
The guy that created it says it's GIF, but that's peanut butter. I'm not saying that.
He's wrong.
So someone had
the first words, G stands for graphic. Graphic has a hard G. It's GIF. I don't care what the inventor says.
Or
it's
giraffe.
A GIF.
Yeah. Giraffe and gift. Usually when an I follows a G, it's a hard G.
Like, the word graphic
has the hard G.
Is the G in GIF.
But I think you would go by phonetic rules when you're looking at GIF.
No.
Here's what someone suggested.
Plus, it just sounds bad. Some of that matters. Yeah. Like, it's peanut butter, man. GIF is peanut butter.
But here's what someone suggested.
I can't say, like, I sent you a GIF. Why would you send me peanut butter?
No, to finalize it, it has something to do with that. What you do is you have another peanut butter company be GIF and say GIF. And then they go to court and it's adjudicated and the court decides if it's GIF or GIF.
What are you talking about? You thought about this a lot.
I have.
That was like a Spicoli moment almost. Like if you're
here, your face is a Spicoli moment.
It's true.
My God, you have the absolute best comebacks. Every one of your comebacks is gold.
Well, your face is stupid.
Amy, I disagree with your take on the Supreme Court. Well, yeah, you've got a dumb face.
Someone should adjudicate your face.
Adjudicate. That's so great.
Anyway. We didn't mention this yet. We should. Just since you have a couple of minutes. The Blues wrapped up. The year today, they closed things up at Enterprise Center.
You make it sound like it was their choice. The Blues decided to end the season.
Well, no, they decided to end this today. This is the day that they chose to wrap it up over at Enterprise Center. What would you say were the highlights, Ronj? I mean, we had an explanation of the water bottle.
Do we have time?
We have a minute and a half.
Here's what he said. This is his exact quote on the throwing the water bottle at Kadri. Quote, I went to get my knee checked out mid-game. I was coming back to the rink. The game just ended. Walking down the hallway, I couldn't find a recycling bin on my way down to the hallway. And right before I walked into the locker room, I see him kind of doing the interview, smiling, laughing, and I'm here in a knee brace, limping down the hallway. Just felt like it was a God-given opportunity. I don't know. I could just stay silent and go in the room, or I can go in the room and say something. Just have him look me in the eye, have him understand what's going on, something to think about. I threw the water bottle, an empty water bottle. It landed like 2 feet from him. It is what it is there.
Yeah. People made a big deal out of the water bottle thing. I'm like, man.
I think everybody think it was full, like a full water bottle.
Even if it was, he didn't like whip it at him.
Well, it can hurt.
It's not like an overhand throw at the brain. It was like flipped and landed on his feet or something.
If you throw a full water bottle at somebody's head, that will hurt.
He didn't do that, though.
Well, I know. Well, that's maybe what people thought.
I appreciate that he both noted the God-given opportunity and the recycling bin. He's green.
Yes.
Even in his anger, he is green.
Always be green.
But his decision was, must hit the player.
Well, no. It landed like 2 feet from him.
No. I agree. All right. That's going to wrap it up for the show today. Hey, stick around. DGS is next here on KMOX.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation Trusted Dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.